James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
As we give thanks this week, we also remember that God calls Christians to step out in bold faith.
Adventuring with Christ. We're talking about the most thrilling and most exciting adventure that the human spirit can know.
This ministry is heading to a federal court in just days against a well-known anti-Christian juggernaut.
There's a lot of money in positioning yourself as an organization that's going to deal with haters.
Find out more and join us in the battle on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. This weekend, we celebrated God's blessings on America and gave thanks to Him just as those Christians who settled this nation did on the first Thanksgiving. But today in America, there is an organization that wants to silence Christians and push them to the margins of the culture. They are not content to disagree with us or even argue with us, but instead work to label us as bigots and haters, and even incite discrimination, prosecution, and in some cases, violence against us. This organization is the Southern Poverty Law Center. We filed a federal lawsuit against them in 2017. And in days, we expect to stand before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta on that very case. We will tell you more about that in this program as we take a closer look at this dangerous anti-Christian organization.
There's a lot of money in positioning yourself as an organization that's going to deal with haters, haters who are in your neighborhood and haters who are around every corner and skinheads, and the rise of the KKK raised literally tens of millions of dollars based on that particular position.
This is an organization that has a massive endowment of, I think, $300 million. Much of it is kept offshore in offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands and so forth. And yet they exploit people, small donors and so forth, asking for money that they don't need in order to do things that are disingenuous, that are not actually helping homosexuals, but simply attacking people who they happen to disagree with ideologically.
Founded in 1971, the Southern Poverty Law Center is a huge organization that labels itself as a champion for civil rights in America. Many people, even critics, would agree that they did good work in the early years.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is an organization that began back during the civil rights era, in part to protect the rights of those who were being unjustly treated. However, what we have today is an organization that, in continuing its mission, has lost sight of some of the key principles that motivated, in particular, the Southern Christian leaders, the ministers, who were fighting for our unalienable rights.
But then, recently, during the 2000s, they've kind of morphed into a hate group watch. And that's essentially where all the action is now. The media will cite whatever the Southern Poverty Law Center says as gospel truth. Once you can say that, somebody's on the SPLC's hate list, and if you're a journalist for the mainstream media, then you point out, yes, this group is on the hate list for the SPLC. And this is automatically bad. This shows you what haters the group is. So that's essentially what's happening.
I have a dream.
The Southern Poverty Law Center portrays itself as following in the footsteps of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But are they correct to invoke Dr. King's legacy as they stridently advocate positions that are against the Bible?
Dr. King believed in moral absolutes. He didn't believe in the advance of moral relativism, because he understood that it was only when you have moral absolutes that you had a basis to pursue justice and equality for all. And what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing is the direct opposite of that. They are, in fact, creating division by the use of moral relativism that is a direct affront to what Dr. King believed.
They are doing a profound disservice, both to the public at large and specifically to those in the charitable world or in the press or in government who need to have access to the kind of information that I believe people like us provide. That is the crux of the matter.
Critics of the Southern Poverty Law Center argue that they paint with too broad of a brush in their labeling of various groups and individuals as haters. Therefore, legitimate Christian ministries that simply hold to traditional Christian doctrine end up with the same hate label as the KKK and neo-Nazis.
The Southern Poverty Law Center currently, along with a plethora of other organizations that are advancing immorality and injustice in this land, are all part of what I call the God-hating complex.
D. James Kennedy Ministries has also been falsely placed on the SPLC's so-called hate map. But the ministry is pushing back against the slander.
On behalf of D. James Kennedy Ministries, we have filed a lawsuit in federal court in the state of Alabama. The judge took the time to write an almost 150-page ruling over the course of a year in evaluating these issues. But we believe, as we are taking this up on appeal to the 11th Circuit, that there were a number of areas where he got the issue wrong.
We've appealed that decision to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta.
Southern Poverty Law Center has the right to speak. They don't have the right to libel, slander, or defame. And there is a difference between speaking openly and honestly in the marketplace of ideas and destroying wrongfully the reputation of an innocent party.
Other defendants in the lawsuit are Amazon.com, whose Amazon Smile charity program has excluded D. James Kennedy Ministries because of the SPLC's false hate designation.
It's our opinion that Amazon and any other entity that relies on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map is acting irresponsibly. We believe that while they may have stood for some good things in the past, what they're doing with their hate map towards ministries like D. James Kennedy Ministries is absolutely wrong, and they should be held responsible.
Matt Staver's Liberty Council has also been falsely placed on the SPLC's hate map.
It is irresponsible for the Southern Poverty Law Center to label organizations and people as haters or hate groups simply because they disagree. We can have disagreement all day long. Do it respectfully, do it politely. We're not going to necessarily see on the same page. That's fine. But don't put people in harm's way intentionally.
We believe that organizations should be free in this country, just like our founders did, to talk about marriage, the definition of marriage, what the Bible teaches, to share their faith without being lambasted and even subjected to incredible economic and personal ridicule in this country. And this is an opportunity for those that are concerned about many that are taking what we'd call Silicon Valley values or even Hollywood values and forcing them on the country.
It's troubling what's happening with the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the only way to combat that is to get out there and expose those people for who they truly are.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is redefining what hate is. It's doing so first to raise money, and secondly, it's doing it in order to shut down all contrary opinion, which the First Amendment was designed to protect.
Where is the hope for America found? Throughout this nation's history, it has been in God's providence.
The word providence means that God is busy in history.
Find out more in the new book, The Blessings of Liberty, Hope from God's Hand in the American Journey by Dr. Peter Lilback and Dr. Jerry Newcomb. In these troubled times, seeing how God works through America's history gives powerful evidence for our gratitude and hope for the future.
There's no nation ever in the history of the world that has more reason to give thanks to the Almighty than America.
Contact us today to receive your copy of The Blessings of Liberty, Hope from God's Hand in the American Journey.
God is involved in American history through providence. And I think that idea is still very precious to those of us that still believe in the truth of God's Word.
As you've just seen, the Southern Poverty Law Center cloaks itself in the mantle of civil rights. But in reality, they are a self-styled social enforcer who is working to ensure that Bible-believing Christians and others they disagree with remain silent. They are not a neutral arbiter of hate groups. They are soldiers of the far left in the culture war. They falsely and libelously included our ministry on their so-called hate map because we hold biblical beliefs on marriage and sexuality. That designation has forced us to strengthen our security protections and has led us to being excluded from Amazon's Smile charity program, among many other things. That's why we are suing the SPLC in federal court. A judge tried to throw our case out, so we have appealed to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, where we are scheduled to have a hearing just days from now. We ask that you please pray for us and stand by us in that effort. It would be easier and certainly cheaper to passively disengage from such a battle when we are the David and SPLC is the Goliath. But oftentimes, boldness is exactly what's called for in the Christian life. Dr. D. James Kennedy encourages us in that direction with this portion of his message, Adventuring with Christ.
I would like to ask you today, is your Christian life the most thrilling and exciting adventure of the human spirit that can be known? Or is it a rather tame, humdrum sort of a thing? I'm afraid that for all too many, it is the latter. My subject today is adventuring with Christ. We're talking about the most thrilling and most exciting adventure that the human spirit can know. Are you living an adventure? Or are you living a humdrum monotony? Well, the disciples came to Christ who had come to them. And their lives were filled with astonishment. What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey his voice? They were often astonished beyond measure. How can these things be? They were sometimes frightened out of their wits. And once they fled for their lives. But they were never bored. There's no humdrum monotony in the life of one who is following Christ, because you never know when you go around the next corner what is liable to be meeting you there. And with Christ, it's going to be exciting to adventure with him. Now, unless we have surrendered our lives and come all the way to him, we're not going to make that connection, which is going to turn our lives into an adventure. When we really confront him and realize who he is, that's when the adventure begins. To wit, let me paint the picture for you. Christ had just begun his ministry. He had met Andrew and John and Peter and James. They had talked with him, and they were reasonably certain, at least they thought indeed, that this might be the very Christ. And so he got into one of the boats, the one that belonged to Simon, and Simon came and got in also, and he said, "Push off from the shore a little distance." And he sat in the boat and he taught the mob of people on the shore. And when he had finished this message, he turned to Peter and said, "Pull out into the depths and lower your net that you might catch a draught of fish." But Peter demonstrated the one thing about him that made him great. He said, "Lord, we've toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless," and I hope that these words will be seared in your mind, "nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And so he did. And they encompassed such a mass of fish that as they pulled the net in and brought the fish into the boat almost sank, and he called for James and John to bring their boat over, and they filled that boat till it almost sank. And when Peter looked at these two boats brimming over with fish that could not possibly be caught in the daytime, he looked again at Jesus, and he saw some of the radiance of his deity shining forth from his face, and in that radiance he saw himself. "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man." But Jesus said, "Fear not. Fear not, Peter." How wondrous that is. We don't have to fear the wrath of God. We don't need to fear the justice of God, which we so condignly deserve. But rather, we can experience the grace of God, who would receive us to himself. And Peter saw that and saw the wonder of Christ when he saw how his word produced the fruit that it did. My friend, take Christ at his word, and you too will see something of his glory. "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will." Regardless of experience, regardless of any laws that we think might be violated, "nevertheless, I take thee at thy word." And then, by that act of faith, you'll be joined to Christ, and your life will become an adventure with him, as he will give meaning and significance to your life. He can do it. He can meet your needs. He can supply those needs. He can bless your life. And he said to Peter, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." No more slimy, scaly, smelly fish for you, Peter. You shall catch men. Such men as you never even dreamt to speak to in your life, you shall catch. For I will give your life a meaning and a significance and a purpose that you can't even dream about. Your life with me will be an adventure, not a humdrum, because you have taken me at my word.
As Dr. Kennedy just shared, in Christ, we are not called to humdrum lives. We at this ministry have certainly found that to be true as we take on the Southern Poverty Law Center in federal court for falsely defaming us by designating us a hate group simply because we believe the Bible on marriage and human sexuality. The SPLC has virtually unlimited resources, and you guessed it, we do not. But with our God, all things are possible, and I invite you to join us in this adventure of faith that Dr. Kennedy has called us to. When you stand with us, God uses you to further the message of the gospel, to declare His commandments to the nations, and to proclaim biblical truth in a nation that is dying from the lack of it. Please contact us and give a generous donation to help us in our David versus Goliath battle against the SPLC, as well as to continue the vital work of this ministry. We thank you by sending the new book, The Blessings of Liberty, Hope from God's Hand in the American Journey, authored by Dr. Peter Lilback and our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb, and produced for our new Providence Forum outreach. This vitally important book tells the long-ignored truth about our nation's founding, which is so critically needed at this moment in our nation's history. This is a book that every Christian needs to have, and we will send it to you as our thanks for your generous donation. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. We celebrated Thanksgiving this week, and the Blessings of Liberty powerfully documents how much we have to be thankful for, recounting the extraordinary and even miraculous work of God in the settling and founding of this nation. And if you are able to give a generous donation of $50 or more, we'll send you the book plus the DVD message from Dr. D. James Kennedy, America's Greatest Hero. This classic message is the perfect complement to the book in which Dr. Kennedy vividly recounts God's miraculous intervention in the settling of America. This is America's true history, which is being lost and even purposefully obscured by those holding power in our educational institutions. Get the truth in these key resources. That's the book, The Blessings of Liberty, Hope from God's Hand in the American Journey, by Dr. Peter Lilback and Dr. Jerry Newcomb, as our thanks for your generous donation. And the book plus the DVD message from Dr. Kennedy, America's Greatest Hero, all as our thanks for your donation of $50 or more. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. Do you know the name Howard Zinn? If not, he may well be the most influential person you've never heard of. Zinn was the author of the 1980 book, A People's History of the United States, which has been used as a textbook in schools and universities for decades. Zinn wrote from a decidedly Marxist and anti-American perspective. As you look around at what's happening on the streets of our nation, do you stop to wonder how things became so insane? Protesters tear down statues not only of Confederate Civil War leaders, but of Union leaders also, as well as statues of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and even the former slave and leader of the abolition movement, Frederick Douglass. It seems to make no sense at all, until you understand that several generations of American students have been steeped in the false revisionist history of Howard Zinn. In his incredibly biased volume, he paints America as the world's evil force, founded upon genocide and dedicated to oppression. Zinn himself associated with numerous communist and Soviet front groups and worked to soften the American mind toward communism. He criticized what he called anti-communist hysteria in America, and he decried capitalism. Here is a sample of the wisdom of Howard Zinn. Quote, "We need to get accustomed to the idea that there will be more communist countries in the world and that this is not necessarily bad," end quote. Zinn died in 2010, but his book has sold over 2 million copies. And even today, a version of his book written for young people ranks number one in history books for teens at Amazon. Make no mistake, your children and grandchildren, if they attended public schools and universities, have likely been taught a false history of America, one in which Christians, liberty, and the free market are enemies, while socialist authoritarians dressed in the robes of false compassion are the heroes. The blatantly revisionist 1619 Project, sponsored by the New York Times, is, if nothing else, one of Howard Zinn's illegitimate progeny. It's time, for the sake of our children and indeed for the sake of the nation, to say no more and recapture our true history, one based on the providence of God and the continuing struggle for liberty. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. And here's a look at the next truths that transform.
And there are millions out there in this country today who will have a Christless Christmas this year.
The Judeo-Christian values are the bedrock of Western civilization. They are the bedrock and foundation of the United States.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.